أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله يزجي سحابا ثم يؤلف بينه ثم يجعله ركاما فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله وينزل من السماء من جبال فيها من برد فيصيب به من يشاء ويصرفه عن من يشاء يكاد سنا برقه يذهب بالأبصار يقلب الله الليل والنهار إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار صدق الله العظيم. The previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different creations, making the dhikr and remembering Allah and making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these few ayat speak about His Qudrat, Allah speaks about His power and His signs. Beginning from ayah number 43 of Surah An-Nur, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي صَحَابًا. Do you not see that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives the clouds, ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers the clouds together, ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala composes them in layers. فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. Then you see the rains that emerge from in between them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that aspect of the Qudrat of Allah that is visible to man. Before this, the evaporation and condensation that takes place, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not speak about, because that is not generally visible to the human eye, to the naked eye. We cannot see the evaporation of water, condensation, etc. that takes place. But what is visible to us is that we see these clouds move. And in other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about just the suspension of the clouds that stands without any pillars in between the skies and the earth. And that in itself is such a great Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it is the force of gravity that will bring things down. But these clouds remain suspended. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about bringing these clouds together. The gentle breeze that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends, clouds then join in together. And from there we begin to get rain after saturation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks only about that aspect, which is quite visible to us and which is understandable to the average person who has not studied any sciences whatsoever. And in this in itself, it is one, a great Qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and secondly, it is a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that these rains come down upon us. It comes onto the earth, vegetations get lush, man is able to eat, animals are able to drink, man is able to drink. And in that manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us this very, very great ni'mat. But because perhaps we are so busy involved in our material pursuits that we forget to even look up towards the skies and look at these clouds and see this great Qudrat of Allah, this great phenomenon that Allah ta'ala has created. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down from the skies mountains. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word sama to show us that these clouds are very, very thick. And these thick clouds, this mountainous clouds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, from it Allah says that He sends down mimbaradin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down hail. Now the same clouds that brings down water, the same clouds that can be a very great source of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can also become sometimes a difficulty that is imposed upon man, that hail comes down, especially the huge ones, the big ones. فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And then it afflicts those whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can avert it from whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. There is one saying that this is the great Qudrat of Allah, that you may see a cow or a bull that has two horns, and one horn may be afflicted by the hail and the other one may be saved. That is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also shows us the accuracy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in so far as these matters are concerned. يَكَادُ سَنَابَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then very possible when the lightning strikes, it will take away the eyesight. In other words, it seems to us that we are going to be losing our eyes when this lightning strikes. And again, there is a threat to life in that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by and large keeps man safe from it. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the threat, and at the same time Allah shows also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great ni'mat upon man. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Again, another phenomena that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that Allah ta'ala changes the night and the day. Changing the alternation of the night and the day, that is one great phenomena. The other is the changing of the night and the day insofar as the length, duration, period is concerned. That now we will find that the nights are longer, the days are shorter. Then you go into the summer, you'll find the days are longer, the nights are shorter. Now all this, if you look at it scientifically, it is accountable, we can understand it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about what is generally visible and experienced by the normal man. Obviously, the world, the earth rotating, the revolution that takes place, the angle of the earth that causes all this, the accuracy in that, all that is attributed to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, we so busy that we forget to think about all these aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us. Inna fi dhalika la'ibratan li'ulil absar. Allah says, in that is a point of reflection for those who have eyes, eyes of the face, eyes of the head, that we can see all this happening, and then eyes of the heart, that we're supposed to be understanding and looking at this great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, marveling at it, appreciating it, and understanding and recognizing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us awtuh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.